What's going on, guys, and welcome back to the Lion's Ed Podcast with your host, Alex Duenas, where we talk about real shit. And here we are, day two in Miami. We're at the beach right now, and something's happened in the past couple, like 24 hours, I guess, that I want to talk to you about, you know? Yeah, because I did Miami yesterday, right? So I'm not sure if in that podcast I talked about seeing this girl that I met on TikTok. I don't know if I did, I can't remember, but I want to talk about expectations and then ultimately, how do we keep ourselves from being kind of sad? Explain that, you know? And like, if you're new to my podcast, sorry about the machine in the back. Again, I completely apologize. He'll leave in like 2 seconds. Anyway, so yeah, if you're new to my podcast, just know, like, I talk about just some, like, real shit here. Like, literally why I say real shit. And what I mean by real shit is like, actually what's going on in my mind, what's going on in my emotion, because I don't want to hold back, you know. It's all about authenticity. Jesus. Anyways, so here we are. Yesterday, I had a great time with my family. I went to, we got up, I did the whole, I was here at the beach, then I went back, and from there, I got some breakfast at this beautiful Colombian place, which I absolutely love. I don't think it's expensive, but some people might think it's expensive. I like the experience, okay? Like, I ate for one person. I didn't get that much food, but I got some food. You know, it was like $41, though. Shit. Now that I think about it, damn, $41 for one person is kind of a lot. But it is what it is. I enjoyed it. Miami, right? Anyways, so then we went to the park. We went to the, like, beach park place, and we walked. We talked. We walked and talked. Great. And I was supposed to hang out with this girl, this woman, a cool girl. Her name is Bianca. Later that day, because I don't remember if I said it last time. I went to get some coffee with her. It was good. Anyways, and at one point we were texting, and she stopped texting me for a couple hours. And there's something in my body, like energy-wise, I felt it. I'm like, something's not right. Like, I just completely felt that, like, something's not right. I've been texting this girl for, like, maybe the past, like, 10 days. Not that long. And I went, and when I was feeling that way, I took a nap because, like, I'm just chilling with my family. We're not really doing much. Then we got back from here. We started watching some football, whatever. Again, I don't really watch that, but whatever. And then I didn't really get that much sleep the night before because my cat was meowing for hours. I don't know why she kept meowing. So I got, like, 3-4 hours sleep. Anyway, so I took a nap, and when I woke up, I still haven't heard back from her because we're supposed to hang out. And immediately I knew something was off, but I said, you know what? There's no point in stressing about it. And this goes for you. If you find yourself, like, talking to somebody and things just change, this is how I approach things like that, all right? And so I knew, like, something was off. I wasn't worried, but I was kind of like, what's going on? Like, I was not in the most positive state. So I'm like, I know what I got to do. And so I'm like, yo, I told my mom and her boyfriend, I'm like, hey, I'm going to go downstairs. I'm going to go work out. So, yeah, because they have, a workout place in their apartment complex. So I grabbed the key. I started hitting some legs. I'm like, I'm going to hit some legs. Start hitting some legs. Start raising that frequency. I'm feeling good. That's it. That's what I'm saying. I just start feeling good, more positive. And, you know, certain things are going through my head. And then I finally get a text message. And she's pretty much like, hey, like, I had a lot of fun the other night. But, like, you made me realize that I'm not ready to date yet. Da-da-da-da. And, so I don't want to, like, lead you on and things like that. And I'm being real with you. Yeah, even me, Alex Duenas, gets, like, things like this. But that's fine. That's fine. Like, it's what happens when you're going after it. That's what happens when you're going after it, you know? And so I was relieved. I was relieved because I'd rather know the truth than be left in the unknown. And I think that goes for most of us. Like, we'd rather know that, hey, just be real with us. It's going to work. Like, you're in it and you're not in it, other than, like, being ghosted. So I respect her for not, like, ghosting me or anything like that. So I said, hey, listen, not a problem. Totally get it. Listen, do what you got to do. It's been great. I will see you in my lives. Catch you around. Done. That's it. I didn't fight for it. I wasn't like, well, you know, I know things can be tough, like, from this, but we're just getting to know each other. Like, there's a lot of things I could have said to keep it somewhat alive, CPR, that shit. But from the way she pointed it and things like that, I didn't feel like it was worth fighting for, you know? And I just let it go. And at the end of the day, one thing I've learned from business and sales, it's like, if you know what you're valued at, when someone says no it's their loss. And I'm not saying it's like her loss and things like that. Let me explain it this way. Long story short, I saw this man on the streets of New York. He was giving away gold, like bars, like small bars of gold that are worth $2,000, right? He's like, I'm going to give these away to people. Just going to offer them and see if they take it. And he was offering it to people here. 2 pounds of gold or this. No, thank you. No, thank you. No, thank you. Like 10 people said no. And then one guy's like, there you go. So how much is it? $2,000. There you go, for free. And so he was trying to give it away. He was literally trying to give $2,000 away in gold. And people were saying no. And it's like, okay. And that's the thing. He was happy when they said no. Because he's like, oh, thank God, I'm not giving away $2,000. Like, you see, and that, ever since I've seen that, it changed my whole perspective of getting said no to. Because he knew the value of this gold. They didn't. So they said no to it. But he didn't feel butthurt. He was thankful. He's like, yes, like, I get to keep it, you know? And so when this happened with this girl, I was like, okay, like, life is happening for me. Was I a little hurt? Absolutely. We all are, because I'm a little, like, I liked her and things like that, obviously. But I just turned it into a positive. I'm like, good. Okay, that's fine. I got to keep pushing forward, keep moving forward. And I handle it nice. I handle it really good. And what I did was, like, the worst thing I did there was, like, I went, I walked, I got a cigar, I smoked it, and then I went and bought some food. That's it. Like, that's probably the worst thing I do. I didn't go drink. I didn't go, like, fuck around. I said, no, it's okay. I'm in Miami. I'm chilling. And so, woke up this morning feeling really good and understanding that I'm out here, I like it out here, I'm gonna move over here, and that it's okay if sometimes you get said no to when it comes to, like, be with somebody. Remember, like, if you know your value, and that's the truth, though, like, but here's the mistake I see people make a lot, is that you might get said no to because you are only worth like $5. Maybe you are handing out nickels and people don't want a fucking nickel. They know it's a fucking nickel. And you have to just be honest with yourself. Like, how valuable are you? And being nice is great, but it's not the most valuable thing in the world. Like, obviously it is super good to be nice. But look, if you're nice, but you're out of shape, you don't really have much ambition. Like, speaking from a guy, like, if you're a guy, you're nice, but you're out of shape, you don't have much ambition, you don't really have a good going, like, career for you, you're not striving for more in life, girls are going to really turn you down, man. Like, you know, and like, when they say no, it probably because it is a no, you know? And so, you just got to really look at it that way. You know, what value, how much have you worked on, have you put on yourself? I've put work on myself left and right. Certain things I can't control. Can't control how tall I am, right? I always said if God made me 6 foot, it'd be game over for everybody. I have a lot of great attributes. The only thing is I'm 5'7", which I don't think is a bad thing. It depends on who you're talking to, you know? And, you know, you keep pushing forward and you look at everything as that life is happening for me. There's certain things that came up with the girl that were kind of red flags for me. But I was like, you know what? I'll give it a shot because, like, I'm willing to work things through with someone that needs help, you know? Low-key, she was kind of an alcoholic. I don't want to say that, but low-key, yeah, she's been fighting, like, this alcoholic problem for a minute now. She's been to AA meetings, and she's just been drinking like a sailor. And I looked at it as, like, okay, cool. Like, if shit happens, like, obviously she had an alcohol problem, and she's been sober for, like, 10 days. So I'm like, no, we can make it work. I can help her out, you know? But, you know, low-key, it's not something I would tell somebody right off the bat. Oh, yeah, she has an alcohol problem. She's been going to AA, or she's been like, and this is my girlfriend, you know? So maybe that's God saying, look, brother, I love you. I mean, son, I love you. And as much as you want to be with this girl, maybe, because she's good-looking and she has a good personality, great personality, too. She relapsed, she's not going to go the right way. And I thought to myself that, too. I'm like, girl, I'm like, if she starts drinking, I'm out. Like, without a doubt in my mind. And she's already had a hard time the past, like, 10, 11 days of not drinking. Like, damn, it's hard. And I'm like, oof, that's not good. So, you know, sometimes it's – and that's another thing, too. That's why I mentioned this towards the end. It's like, that's another thing. That's another reason why I didn't fight for it, okay? I didn't fight for it because I had that in the back of my mind, you know? And I'm like, if she relapses, she goes back to that lifestyle, I'm like, that's not who I am, you know? So, hey, God bless everybody. With that being said, thanks so much, guys. I appreciate every single one of you. And again, if you want to reach out to me, go to my Instagram, The Alex Duenas. And if you ever want to hear a certain, if you ever want me to talk about certain things on this podcast that you might need help with, struggling, and I can probably give you my best piece of advice, I'd be more than happy to. All right? Don't be afraid to reach out. Thank you so much. Much love. Take care.